Hello, I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi.
Since the dawn of humanity, one issue has gone unsettled. With the fate of the world in the balance, we're here to settle once and for all.
Worst Halloween candy.
That's right. Don't worry, everyone. We got this.
Podcasts should have a theme song. Podcasts should not have a theme song. Yes, they should. No, they shouldn't. They sound good. Yeah, but people are just going to skip past it.
You know what?
You're right! We got this!
Did you break your toe?
Yeah, I broke my toe.
What did you do?
I stubbed it in Pilates class.
Shut up. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Were you on a reformer? Was it reformer Pilates?
No, it was Orthodox Pilates.
Is that the
sorry, little joke for you during the high holy days. Yeah. Happy New Year, buddy.
Thank you. So that means you can't do Pilates on Saturday?
Exactly. No, I was in Pilates class yesterday.
Yeah.
And I stubbed my toe doing some move. I don't even remember what move it was. Right. But I was like, oh, I stubbed my toe. And it kind of hurt and I was limping as I was leaving. And then for the rest of the day, it didn't feel any better and it started to feel worse. And then when I took my shoe off at the end of the day, I was like, oh, that is giant and purple.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I snapped pictures, texted him to my dad and I was like, did I break my toe? And he was like, yep.
Ugh.
That's the beauty of having a doctor as a father. You don't have to go, far. You just snap a couple of photos and go, did I break this? And his response, when you have parents in medicine, you get the same response to a lot of things. You're fine. So that was basically the response I got. But it hurts.
Yeah, you're limping all over your apartment now.
Yes, and I've got a lot to do today. So the first stop is I have to get a cane. Which the last time I had a cane, a buddy of mine saw me with it and went, that's an affectation.
Doesn't that seem like a theater kid thing to do? Like, well, I have a cane now.
Yeah. Oh, man, I broke my foot. I guess I need a cape.
Yeah. I always wear vests from the 1920s. I always wear a scarf and this beret. And now I also have a cane.
Well, it was Sam Levine that said it. So game recognize game.
We're not here to talk about your foot.
No, we're not here to talk about my broken toed foot. We are here to talk about the worst Halloween candy.
Yes. Four years ago. We had John Hodgman at our first New York live show. Mm-hmm. He was our guest, and we did best Halloween candy.
Yeah, and it was wonderful. And, of course, you knowing how John Hodgman thinks and speaks definitively, a lot of these that were on our best candy possibilities list, he immediately dismissed as the worst candies of all time.
Yes.
But we're not putting his list on here. This is a list compiled from many, many sources around the internet and also from our good old taste buds. Yeah. And I think a lot of these you can kind of generally like I don't need several lists and websites and internet places to tell me that Mary Janes suck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
Like that was when we thought of this topic, I was like, well, that's the first one that popped into my head. I was like, oh, well, it's Mary Janes or Bit of Honey, right? Both of those are on the list.
Yeah, Bit of Honey, they're really crumbly, aren't they?
Bit of Honey are brittle.
Yeah.
They're honey taffy.
Right.
So, like, where Mary Janes are peanut butter taffy, Bit of Honey are honey taffy, and neither of them is stretchy like taffy is supposed to be.
No.
No.
No, they're not. One is too hard, the other one crumbles to dust, and looks like it came from Cleopatra's personal candy stash. Every time you want it, you can get it fresh off of the line,
yeah,
or however the hell they make them,
oof,
and open the wrapper and go, should this be in a museum?
Yeah. Yeah. Even the wrapper on the outside that you're taking off of it, it looks like it was done with a mimeograph machine.
Yeah.
You smell that blue ink and you're like, oh, they dittoed the labels.
Yeah. These were hand printed by Degas.
So yeah, we wanted to dig in today into those candies that when you get them in the bag, or in the case of some of the kids in my neighborhood that I was jealous of, the pillowcase.
I was too. I always had the orange pumpkin.
I had the orange pumpkin, man. That's classic. You get the little orange pumpkin. Kids with a pillowcase. Come on. How long do you think you're going to be out there trick-or-treating? You think somebody's going to be like, well, he has a pillowcase. Just dump this whole bucket of candy in there.
Yeah, well, in my head, it was always, this pumpkin will not hold as much candy as that pillowcase. You never filled up the pumpkin.
No, you never filled up the pumpkin or the pillowcase.
No. Imagine, though, if you did.
Ugh.
And wasn't there always a kid? This happened to my cousin once. He got his candy was stolen.
By who?
By neighborhood ruffians.
Oh, like on the night?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a mean thing to do.
Yeah.
Go get your own candy. Literally everyone. Why are you stealing something that literally everyone in the neighborhood is giving away for free?
I know.
That's just being a jerk.
Instead of going door to door, I'll just hide behind this bush.
Now, if you could kill two birds with one stone, mm-hmm. I guess it wouldn't be killing two birds with one stone because they're both still villains and one is not getting hurt in any way.
Right.
I don't like the kid with the pillowcase. I was jealous of him. So, kid that's going to jump out and rob the other kid, don't rob the kid with the orange pumpkin. Just bring scissors and cut a big hole in the bottom of that pillowcase when the kid walks by.
We use these kids, yeah. Buster Keaton?
Pinata style, yeah. Let the candy fall.
Sure. Let it fall where it may.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Is there an it's a two-parter question.
Okay.
Is there an objectively good candy that you hate and an objectively terrible Halloween candy that you love?
I don't know. What is an objectively good? If there are people who like...
Well, okay. We determined what are objectively good Halloween candies.
Sure.
4 years ago on Halloween in 2015.
You expect me to remember that, Mark? I think I've told some of the same stories five times to the point where listeners are going on Twitter going, you know you said that already, right?
Oh, Grandpa? I love that. Yeah. I've now gotten Katie to – she's wonderful in that I will start a thing and she'll go, hey, you told me to tell you when you do this? I've heard this one. I just like that she prefaces it with, you told me to tell you when you do this.
So you can't get mad. It's your fault.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I will say one I dislike. I don't like Milky mm-hmm. Way or Three Musketeers because they're each a devolution of the Snickers bar. First you take away the peanuts, then you take away the caramel, and then you might as well just have a Hershey's chocolate bar.
Do you know why the Three Musketeers is the way it is?
Because it used to be strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate.
Yeah, it was the Neapolitan one.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And then they made it just regular chocolate nougat.
Guess what? I don't want strawberry nougat inside anyway, or vanilla nougat. I'm not interested.
Oh, that's my favorite than the Russell Stover box.
Okay.
Man, you know what would be fun to do for Halloween? Like,
what's that?
Like, get the early bird special. Buy all the little candies, but buy a couple of those good Russell Stover boxes mm-hmm. or the Whitman samplers.
Yeah.
And then, like, first couple of kids that come by, congratulations. You get a whole Whitman sampler, kid.
Wow.
Right?
That's pretty baller. There is, right? There's a See's candy shop in my neighborhood.
Ooh.
And it's always
are people
nice
giving out See's candy on Halloween?
Well, you might as well if you're going to do a Whitman sampler. Yeah,
that's
I've
true.
I've custom assembled this box of some of my favorite treats, which I pass on to you, child.
I'd like to do that for like the best costume you see. Or the first costume that makes you go, oh man, that is a great costume.
It's a contest.
Yeah. Here you go. Whitman sampler.
Yeah. I don't take any scrubs at this house.
Yeah.
You can take your dinky ghost outfit elsewhere.
I want to probably tell a story that I've told on this show before.
Okay.
You stop me if you've heard it in keeping with the theme. Okay. Did I tell you about the best Halloween costume I ever saw?
Let's find out.
A little kid about 5 years old mm-hmm. comes to my door. Dressed as a dinosaur, you know, like the little like Stegosaurus, the cute like little kid Stegosaurus plush costume with the face hole cut out and like the big white belly, you know, the one.
Sure.
He comes in that, but with a samurai sword in his hand. And I thought that maybe I didn't know what he was doing, if he had come up with something clever or if it was a character I didn't know. And I said, oh, kid, what are you? And he looked at me like I was the biggest idiot in the world. And he went, I'm a dinosaur with a sword. So I turned my bucket of candy over into his bag and just filled it. It was that face that he made. I was like, oh, man, this kid is awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's
hey,
a good
dummy. Dummy. What is wrong with you? You do not recognize a dinosaur. Clearly, I'm dressed like a dinosaur and I have a sword. Ugh.
Oh, adults are so dumb.
I know. All right. Let's talk worst candies.
I don't know of a popular candy that I dislike that everybody likes. Butterfingers I'm okay with.
Okay.
I don't think that they're as great.
Is there an objectively terrible one that you love?
You know, I have to say, I think I have very good tastes in sweets and desserts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's no candy I enjoy that I'm ashamed to love.
Interesting.
Put it that way. How about you?
Okay. Candy corn and circus peanuts. I love them.
I like candy corn. I think that's divisive. Does everybody hate it?
I don't know. It's pretty high on the hate list.
You can eat a lot of it though.
Oh yeah. If there's a bowl of candy corn at a party, it will be just a bowl when I leave.
And the pumpkins are the best ones.
Oh yeah. The pumpkins are great.
Give me that big pumpkin and not the chocolate candy corn either. Give me the real candy corn.
Yeah. Chocolate candy corn. It's garbage. Same as Tootsie Rolls. Like, you know what I want? If I want chocolate, I want chocolate. I don't want taffy that's flavored like chocolate.
I like Tootsie Rolls. Maybe that's one.
I don't hate Tootsie Rolls, but I like the fruit Tootsie Rolls better. Anyway, we'll get there.
Let's get into this because I think Tootsie Rolls could be a contender.
All right. Let me give you, you want me to give you the list as I have it right now?
This is a list you've assembled.
This is a list I have assembled from multiple sources.
Sure.
We have Good and Plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Smarties.
Yep.
Necco wafers. Tootsie Rolls. Licorice. Bit of Honey, Mary Jane's, Circus Peanuts, Candy Corn, Airheads, Hot Tamales, Hard Grandma Candy, Generic Spooky Gummies, Dots.
Yeah.
Double Bubble, those hard individually wrapped little bubblegum balls.
Sure.
Lemon Heads, Milk Duds, Dum Dums, Pixie Sticks, and Fun Dip.
A lot of these I agree with. I think Milk Duds, I don't think they're bad. Milk Duds are hard to eat.
Milk Duds are hard. Milk Duds and Dots are on here because you think they're going to be good and fun, and then they're Judases.
I've never enjoyed Dots. Every time I have Dots, I regret it. And the boxes, I know what you're talking about. Are we going to limit this to Halloween-sized candy? We're going to assume everything is small and handed out.
Yeah.
The Dots thing has what either turns out to be too few or way too many Dots.
Well, the thing is, it doesn't matter because it all becomes one dot anyway.
Yeah.
If you put it in your mouth and you put a cup, because you have to, the whole box is the thing. You got to put the whole box worth in your mouth.
At once. Yeah.
At once.
Sure.
Because there's only a handful of them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just become one big dot that glues your jaw shut.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
If you're going to eat anything out of a teeny tiny box, nerds, man. Nerds are the best.
Sure. Yeah, nerds are decent.
Nerds embrace their tininess.
I want to add something to the list because I didn't hear it. If you said it and I didn't and I missed it, my apologies.
Mm-hmm.
Dum Dums.
Dum Dums are on the list.
Okay, good.
The third to last one that I said. Dum Dums belong. We've done a lot of episodes.
We said a lot of things just now.
That's fair.
I was I was thinking while you were reading it, I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me was thinking, should I be writing this down? Then I thought, I don't want to write this down.
Nah, I got it. Don't you worry.
Okay.
I don't know how there's no way really to divide these up. So we'll just talk about them. But while we're on Dots, do we have anything else to say about Dots? They're lame and gross and. They don't taste terrible, and the gummy is like gummy stuff is fun, but the one giant dot that it becomes. Though I'm gonna eliminate Milk Duds because I think Milk Duds actually taste pretty good.
Yeah.
And Dots are a way worse culprit.
Yeah, Dots feel like a candy, and I don't know their exact history, but I would guess that they have been around since the early 20th century because it seems like one of those candies that was wildly popular at some point in American history where everybody had no teeth.
And which ones? Dum Dums?
No, Dots.
Dots, oh, right.
That everybody was like, well, we don't know why we don't have any teeth. Now let's chew this this wet cement that's what's fruit-flavored.
What's fruit-flavored. And then once the Dots took all their teeth, then the only candy they could have was Dum Dums.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, let's go look at the one light bulb our town just got and we'll eat Dots while we do it.
whilst
we do it. Now I'm going to take a little Dilaudid first so I can enjoy my Dots while I look at the
Electric light. Elvis, what are you doing? Elvis, you got a show.
Hey, man. I got to change the weather first. Give me just a second.
Is it terrible? Like, he's such a brilliant world-class musician, but when I hear the word Dilaudid, I only ever think of Elvis.
Sure. Yeah. That's fair. I think of Tombstone, but.
Oh, is that what Doc Holliday was on?
Well, it's what Wyatt Earp's wife was taking.
Oh.
She was on Dilaudid.
Well, you know what? This is, you make this, you do this, well, let's start with the old timeiest of the candies on here. How's that sound?
Sure. Let's do it.
Cause there's some old timey stuff on here. Dots being an old timey one.
Yeah.
Dum Dums feeling like an old timey one.
Right.
Necco wafers, Mary Jane's.
Yeah.
Bit of honey. These are all ancient, ancient candies, it seems.
Yeah. Have you ever received Necco wafers in your bucket?
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah. You know why? Because they sold them at the Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
At Halloween time, they'd sell the little individual wrapper packages of them. And I got to say, I feel terrible putting Necco wafers on here because my mom loves Necco wafers and would always get them if she saw them in the store because they're kind of a rare treat. Necco wafers are chalky little Smarties, but they come in chocolate flavor and vanilla flavor instead of fruit flavors. They might have fruit flavored ones too.
I think they do.
But they're less sweet. They're not as like super sugary sweet, and they're bigger. If you can imagine what like a kid in 1919 seeing a movie for the first time versus someone going to see Avengers Endgame is the difference between a kid in 1919 eating a Necco wafer and a kid getting a Snickers now. You know what I mean? It's like, no, they've made them better. You don't have to have these anymore.
Well, our tastes have changed. You know, things have gotten more and more sugary.
Right.
Which is why, like, black licorice was real popular at one point. I know people still like it. I don't know what's wrong with you. Get it fixed.
I actually like high quality, well-made black licorice is nice.
I want somebody to give out all of the things in the Cracker Barrel. Like, here's an individually wrapped Necco wafer. Here's a throw blanket with a barn on it.
Yeah. Here's a culturally insensitive toy drum.
Yeah. Kids, I'm all out of candy, but here's a cassette tape with prank calls from a comedian you've never heard that aren't funny.
What do you mean you don't know who Jerry Clower is? Oh, well, get ready.
Here's your hand crank egg beater.
Would you like a tiny cast iron egg skillet? And you know what? Don't make fun of me. You know I have one.
I know you do.
It was sitting on my stove.
That's so tiny.
Yeah, it's for an egg.
Cute little, one egg. You only want one egg.
Yeah.
That's not true. Nobody ever wants just one egg.
Sometimes.
When?
When you're hungry, but not that hungry.
You've already had three other eggs and you decide to, you're going to have one more?
Yeah. You know what? Throw another egg on the Barbie. So that's an old timey. Yeah. I don't know how we're going to break these down by old timey because I think they all seem old timey to me. Let's just keep going the way we were going. We talked about dots. What else did we talk about already? We talked a little bit about Dum Dums.
Dum
Dums belong in the dentist office. We talked about Necco wafers. We talked briefly about Tootsie Rolls. Anything else we want to say about the classic Tootsie Roll?
Yeah, here's why I think it is a contender.
Okay.
I believe that the winner of this will win not only because the candy's not great, it's kind of a blah candy, but also you only get individually wrapped ones thrown in your bucket. Like at least the dots come in a box. They have the decency to go, well, we're all together. So if you can just throw us all out at once instead of picking through and like you keep discovering these Tootsie Rolls like old French fries under a car seat. That they're somehow like, how did I get a whole supersized fry inside this Aerostar? How did it happen?
Yeah.
That's the thing with Tootsie Rolls, which I enjoy. I enjoy Tootsie Rolls just fine. I don't like, and they're really small too. They feel like they're almost Tic Tac size.
But how are these a contender for worst candy then if you like them just fine? And actually I'm like, yeah, I kind of like them too.
I'm saying I think that the winner will be an individually wrapped candy.
Yeah.
I'm using Tootsie Roll as an example.
Well, first of all, I want to talk about another one on this list that is in box form.
Okay.
Maybe the only other one that is in box form. They taste like medicine, and that is Lemon Heads.
I like Lemon Heads.
They're like a cross between a candy and a cough drop.
To me, the problem is they always taste like they're stale no matter what. They have the same problem as Bit of Honey.
Yeah.
In that they, like, you bite into it and then it crumbles away, but not in a way like I really cracked. You know, when you crack a candy shell like an M&M and it's a satisfying sort of break apart. And with Lemon Heads, it just feels like you had a sand sculpture and then you turned on an industrial fan by mistake and it went everywhere. Like, this wasn't supposed to happen. this candy was supposed to hold up differently.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like a science experiment that someone got wet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh man, who got my experiment wet? Wait, what's it doing? It's making these little, I mean, all right. I guess I should eat one of these. Why am I eating all my experiments? I don't know. All right. So let's talk about some other oddly packaged candies, okay. Shall we? Pixie Sticks and Fun Dip. Kind of the same thing. Paper wrap powdered candy. It's, you know what it does is it teaches kids the proper techniques for cocaine.
It's so important to get good cocaine education out into the schools.
Yeah. Make sure when you get your Fun Dip, make sure you rub it right onto your gums.
Yeah. See how good it is. If it gets them numb, you know it's good sugar. I never received either of those in a bucket.
Oh, we used to get Pixie Sticks. And like the little Halloween, like you would get like, it wasn't like the full long unroll the whole thing with all the different flavors of Fun Dip. It was just like the little chalky stick that you lick. Like you have to, basically they give you a little finger that you just have to lick this finger and dunk it in the candy.
I wish they'd called it Lick This Finger. Did I ever tell you about the first time I had Fun Dip?
No. I mean, you may have when we did this show with Hodgman.
Who knows? Stop me if you've heard this one. I was in Drescher, Pennsylvania. I went to a 7-Eleven and I decided I was trying it out.
Please tell me it's named after the nanny.
Yes, it's named after Fran Drescher, who was the mayor. It's called the 7-Eleven. And I got Fun Dip and I pulled out the stick. And didn't realize there was powder as well and just ate the stick. And I was like, this is terrible. What a bad candy. God. And then I realized what I had done wrong when the stick was done. It was gone. And I like poured a little of the powder into my mouth, didn't like it, and threw the rest away.
You know, that's how can you be bad at eating candy?
I don't know. And listeners, I wish I could tell you I was 5 or 6.
Wait, how old were you?
I was probably 12 or 13.
Oh my God. All right. So.
But those are like, that's not a Halloween.
They're not really. Yeah, those are more like just kind of garbage candy. The thing is, I also don't think really of Dum Dums as a Halloween candy. I think of it as a dentist candy.
People put that in the bucket all the time because it's cheap. You can buy a bag of them and you don't just throw one in, you throw a bunch in. So you have these skinny sticked, barely lollipops in your bag or bucket. It's like a lemon drop on a stick.
Oh, like I see. Bother. I guess I just have associated fond memories with Dum Dums because as a kid, they always had them at our dentist's office and the doctor's office. And we had favorite flavors. Like we would go and we would try to make sure or the bank always had them. Did you have candy that were like popsicles or lollipops at the bank when you were a kid?
Yeah,
not popsicles, just a big wet bowl of sticks.
Yeah, it was just a wet bowl of sticks.
Yeah, they left it out all day.
The lollipops they had were the ones that were like a flat, clear disc with a clear wrapping on it. So you knew what flavor.
Oh, yeah, they sometimes. And where the stick was a loop.
Yes, those are good too. So you don't lose it. And then Dum Dums,
they're fine. I don't think that they're the worst Halloween candy. I think they're a pretty lazy Halloween candy.
By the way, both of the types of lollipops we talked about that I would find in the bank. Both are better than Dum Dums. More candy on the stick.
No.
More candy on the stick. More stick than the stick to candy ratio has to be good. That's why Bull Pops are the best because they're gigantic.
Or the big lollipop that a murdered ghost girl is carrying.
The big lollipop. I've never had one of those and I've always wanted one.
I know, right?
I've always wanted one.
They sell them at Disneyland.
I mean a Victorian ghost girl.
Yeah. Oh, you want a Victorian ghost? Yeah.
I've never had one living at my home and I thought it would be nice. But it goes Blow Pop, then Tootsie Pop because you got two candies. You're holding that candy to stick.
I put Tootsie Pop over Blow Pop.
Yeah. We're arguing this is a tomato tomato, really. They both are superior.
Hal, really?
Two candies.
Are you accusing us of arguing about an unimportant thing or about two things that don't quite seem all that different that somehow we can figure out a way to argue about?
I would never do that.
All right, fair.
How dare you accuse me of such? They're way better because the candy to stick ratio holds on both of those, whichever one you prefer. Then you get to Dum Dums, and it's like somebody started a lollipop, and then when they were like, 80%
I started
done,
a lollipop that's got the whole world sucking. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
You're okay. So yeah, Dum Dums to me would be a finalist because I don't think they're very good and you get a lot of them and they're all loose. Just throw them all in a box or a bag or use a rubber band to throw them together.
Speaking of loose, lazy, or not necessarily loose, we'll get to the loose candies in a second.
Yeah.
What about that double bubble hard gum?
Doesn't it feel like there are certain candies? I would actually put Airheads in this group as well, and Pixie Sticks and Fun Dip, where it's like, what do we have around the house? I forgot it was Halloween.
Yeah.
And I got a bunch of kids.
Yeah, Airheads don't feel like Halloween candy to me.
No, they feel like a skateboarder's snack.
Yeah, Airheads are what you get, yeah, at the snack counter at the middle school.
Yeah.
The Airheads, remind me, Airheads are, they're not hard, right? They're the chewy, long
They're like a pliable taffy.
They're like sour taffy.
They're good. They're very good. I like the watermelon a lot.
Yeah.
The strawberry, the apple. It's good stuff. We have them at work. And I used to, when I was eating candy during the week.
Mad candy?
Them. Yeah. I was like, listen, I'll take any candy that's in front of me. And he poured in a storm. But it does not feel like a real, I know they put it with the candy, but that somehow feels
like
untrue.
All right.
I don't know why.
Let's move on now to the generics. The generics being, because these are ones that lots of companies make. And this is there one of these that is the worst that we can pull to the finals, do you think? And that is Circus Peanuts.
Okay.
Candy corn, hard grandma candy, and generic spooky gummies.
This is stuff that's thrown in loose? Like just, I threw a bunch of candy corn in your bucket?
Well, no, I mean, I have seen people do that before, and that is gross. A lot of times they're like in, they'll put them in like a little baggie with a twist tie on them, which makes them super easy to murder you with.
Yeah, they can poison your candy very easily that way. That is true.
I mean, I do like the care taken when putting like, we got a couple little spooky gummy candies. I'm going to wrap them up and put a little thing around that. So that's not going to win because that actually shows care. Hard grandma candy. That is just thrown loose into the bag. That's another one that's just, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
You just had some Werther's.
Again, that idea of, I think some of the worst candies, is it worse to go, I forgot it was Halloween. Here are some hard candies I had in a dish. Or is it worse to say, I'm going to go to specifically buy candies to hand out to children. And these are the ones I chose. Like, what is the worst? One is
I think that, I don't know, like,
one is a crime of convenience. One is a premeditated crime. Put it that way.
They're crimes that I think the one that is the worst, it's going to be the cheapest candy that was purchased to begrudgingly give out on Halloween so you don't look like a jerk to your neighbors.
Okay.
Because if something is done in the spirit of Halloween, like loose candy corn and circus peanuts and generic spooky gummies wrapped up in a bag with a little Halloween, like, little spooky plastic spider or something on it, that you're showing an enjoyment of the holiday and a care for the holiday. And I can't really hate that. I think what's going to ultimately wind up being the worst Halloween candy is going to be the least thoughtful Halloween candy without simply being, oh, take some of my Werther's from this bowl. Because even that is, I forgot that it's Halloween. Oh, gosh, I feel bad about it. This is from my personal stash. Here you go. Versus I'm putting the absolute bare minimum into this holiday. I guess the bare minimum is just turn your lights off.
So it's really what is the worst thing to find in your bag?
Well,
ultimately, because somebody could give out the worst. You know, you can give out pennies, but be doing it in the spirit of Halloween. And it's a terrible candy. Because
yeah,
it's not
you ever
edible.
Tried to, also because you got to pick them out of your poop.
Yeah, exactly.
Because those things are worth money.
Yeah, they're really valuable. They're each worth at least a fraction of a dollar. So I think we have to go by, you could have a well-intentioned person give out hard candy.
Yeah.
It's the same person who would like, you know, we joke about sending like a $5 check on your birthday.
Yeah,
but
it's sweet.
Those are given with love.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a less than ideal gift. I'm trying to say this kindly. It's a less than ideal gift because it's not something that you want in any way. It's disappointing to receive.
Well,
if you go by the spirit in which it is given, then it's a great gift. It's very thoughtful. It's a way of saying, I was thinking about you on your birthday, and it may be all somebody can afford.
Yeah.
But it's still like if you go by how it feels to receive it, it's a disappointment.
But I think we can still take into account, yes, this is, we always have to, for this particular thing, we've got to go with the mentality of how it feels to receive it.
Yeah.
But I think that there are some that we can give a little extra consideration to.
Okay.
Because because they were possibly, you know, a thoughtful thing. And that's why I'm not eliminating circus peanuts and candy corn, because those are frequently the ingredients in a bespoke Halloween treat. Yes, I did say bespoke Halloween treat.
Bespoke. It's so bespoke.
But then there are the ones that are just pure garbage.
Sure.
Like, and the three that come to mind that are like the, I went to the 99-cent store and they had the giant bulk bag of this. So I've had these in my cabinet for 10 years and I bring them out every Halloween. There are four of them on my list.
Okay.
And that is Mary Jane's, Smarties, Good and Plenty, and Bit of Honey. These are all terrible.
Good and Plenty are really bad because they're black licorice.
And they're individually packaged and they're, are they a box or a bag?
Box.
The tiny one is a box.
It's a box.
All right. So
I guess they might make them in bags now. When we were growing up, they were in a box. And I think there's both.
And Smarties are the worst.
In a roll. Yeah.
Smarties are in a roll. You can eat like one or two of them. For me, I can eat one or two of them, then I'm done. And then I have a roll of like, I still have a roll of 10 Smarties left that are just going to get thrown away. I feel like these are the candies that get thrown away.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of history and fun, like, you know, retroness to a Bit of Honey and a Mary Jane. Smarties and Good and Plenty, I think, have no redeeming factors. And I think one or both of them should wind up with Dum Dums in the finals.
Okay.
What else do we have in the finals so far? Just Dum Dums?
Dum Dum. Did we put Tootsie Rolls in there?
Oh, we did put Tootsie Rolls in there, yeah. For their ubiquity.
Yeah.
I think that's it. That's it right now.
Yeah, just the really serious. Oh, gum. Because gum you buy in bulk. It's not like you put slices of Wrigley Spearmint in there.
Wait, but who should, slices?
You know, well, sticks. Sorry.
All right.
They look like slices. I like to imagine one big hunk of gum.
Sure.
That they slice off like they're making bacon.
You're one big hunk of gum.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you what. So do we have our finalists?
Were you talking the Double Bubble Hard Gum?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I propose we put into the finals.
Okay.
And then we come back in a second. Mary Jane's and Bit of Honey, you just slid through for your nostalgia factor, but you're not terribly delicious. So we have going into the finals, and all those circus peanuts and candy corn haters, take a hike. I love both of those.
That's right.
And it's our show.
Yeah.
So here are what's going into the finals for the worst Halloween candy. Good and Plenty, Smarties, Tootsie Rolls, Double Bubble Hard Gum, and Dum Dums. Sound good?
Yes.
That's five. All right, let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll break this down.
All right.
Hello, this is Amy Mann.
And I'm Ted Leo.
And we have a podcast called The Art of Process.
We've been lucky enough over the past year to talk to some of our friends and acquaintances from across the creative spectrum to find out how they actually work.
And so I have to write material that makes sense and makes people laugh. I also have to think about what I'm saying to people.
If I kick your ass, I'll make you famous.
The fight to get LGBTQ representation in the show.
We weirdly don't know as many musicians as you would expect.
I really just became a political speechwriter by accident,
of realizing that I have accidentally pulled my pants down.
Listen and subscribe at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcast.
It's like if the guinea pig was complicit in helping the scientist.
Dead Pilot Society brings you exclusive readings of comedy pilots that were never made, featuring actors like Patton Oswalt.
So the vampire from the future sleeps in the dude's studio during the day, and they hunt monsters at night. It's Blade meets the Odd Couple.
Adam Scott and Jane Levy.
Come on, Corey. She's too serious, too businessy. She doesn't know the hokey pokey.
Well, she'll learn what it's all about.
Busy Phillips and Dave Koechner.
Baby, this is family.
My Uncle Tell, who showed his wiener to Cinderella at Disneyland, is family. Do you want him staying with us?
He did stay with us for 3 months.
And he was a delight.
A new pilot every month, only on Dead Pilot Society for maximum fun.
All right, let's do this. We have five candies that are going into the finals for the worst Halloween candy. That's Good and Plenty, Smarties, Tootsie Rolls, Double Bubble, and Dum Dums. So what we'd like to do is figure out, look, there are things we love about Halloween candy, but
sure,
there are also some annoying things about Halloween candy. So let's figure out what those annoying things are about Halloween candy and see which one of these fits the most of those.
Okay. I have one to start.
Okay.
Too small.
Okay.
I have friends who give out the full-size candy bars, mm-hmm. and I've gone there to hand out candy, and Jennifer has too, and watching the joy she receives from handing out candy and how excited she gets when someone's coming. Like, it's like everybody who's coming, we're about to say surprise when they walk through the door. It's that level of excitement. She'll even go out to the front of the house and be like, they're coming, they're coming. But giving out full-size candy bars, that is cool.
Oh, yeah. That's what the Good Friends used to do. And yeah. Everybody knew in Farragut, Tennessee, the Good Friends who owned the local department store, you'd go to their house and they gave out the full-size candy bars.
Yeah, that is a killer move. I hate how small everything is.
All right.
And I always have.
So tastes bad is is one.
Yeah.
That's a factor that a couple of these have. I'm looking at you, Good and Plenty. Not candy.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Double Bubble.
Yes.
The law of diminishing returns. I'm looking at you, Smarties.
Well, and also I think for Smarties, something I would never buy, I would never want in general anyway. Mm-hmm. I think Smarties, like, would you ever go to a store to buy Smarties? I feel like very few people do. And yet it perseveres. Somebody's buying it. It feels like it's snuck into a lot of these variety packs as like the least yeah. favorite one. Like Smarties is also here.
Smarties have infiltrated in like, yeah. in some weird way. And also it feels like as your bucket of candy gets smaller,
mm-hmm.
like as you eat all the candies that you like, it feels like Smarties more and more take over the bucket. You know what I mean? Because the ratio of Smarties to good candy shifts until it's just a bucket of Smarties. You're basically playing Pandemic for all of November.
You can also hear the very distinct crinkle of the wrapper.
Yeah.
And when you hear it hit the bucket, you just, I know a lot of people probably just go, ugh.
Yeah.
This.
Like, and
here it comes.
Look, Good and Plenty's are gross. Tootsie Rolls, I frankly don't know why are on this list because actually really, the more I think about them, the more I like them.
It's because they're small and loose.
They're small and loose and ubiquitous. I get it. Double Bubble is dumb because it's bubble gum. It's not candy.
Yeah.
And Dum Dums are too small. But that said, I'm finding the hatred in my heart for Smarties growing and the hatred of these others diminishing. Like the fire against Smarties in me has started to rage and has put out, like it has dwarfed all the other fires.
Oh, see, let me
point out one more thing about Smarties. As I was going to say social justice warrior, but this is more environmental warrior.
Okay.
They're the only one of these that's wrapped in plastic and a lot of plastic. Good and Plenty box, Tootsie Rolls paper wrapper, Double Bubble, Dum Dums paper wrapper, and paper stick.
Good and Plenty, Smarties, sometimes plastic bag. Sometimes it's a little plastic pouch. Bag.
Yeah. But Smarties are just, not only are they garbage candy, I don't know anyone that likes them. And they're polluting the world with their plastic. What were you about to say?
A very good argument. Also, here's another crappy thing about Smarties. You have to manage them because when you open it, they go everywhere.
Yeah.
They open up like a tauntaun. You like slit them up the belly and then you can't like go, oh, I'm going to unwrap the one end and slide them out. The second like the middle starts to get separation, it sees some daylight. It is all hands on deck, split out and can't manage. Like you have to, oh, now they're all in my hand in a pile. Now I got to just shove them in there and eat them. So that is a strike against it. However.
Also, by the way, Good and Plenty's not sold in plastic bags, only boxes.
Right. There you go. Very good.
So they are the only one in plastic.
That. Probably because Mike and Ike's has done that. Mike and Ike's has shifted to plastic sacks. I have to say, you make a very compelling argument.
Mm-hmm.
But I, in my mind, the winner is Double Bubble Gum. Nobody asked for gum.
Let me ask
on
you
Halloween.
This, though. Let me ask you this.
What?
Does it even then fit into the topic? Because.
Yes.
Because we. No, because listen, we eliminated and we did not use raisins, toothbrushes, an apple, all those other things that are not candy that are worse than getting candy.
There isn't a bag of raisins in the candy aisle. Candy and gum go together. And that, I think, is why people put the gum in there. like a toothbrush, you know, that's, I don't think that's a strong comparison. I think candy and gum, they are sort of interjoined, but the one thing that you put in my bucket that I chew and I'm not supposed to swallow, like I don't get the other half of the enjoyment of candy. Are you insane? Who wants that? Are you like, what? I don't want to know the thought process. If you listen to this podcast and you give out gum on Halloween, number one, maybe you should think of something different. Number two, why? I want to know why. I want to understand if there's a lot of thought put into it or no thought put into it.
That's the thing. Like that, and that's where it ends for me. Okay. First of all, can we eliminate Dum Dums, Tootsie Rolls, and Good and Plenty?
Yes.
Great. So it's down to Smarties versus Double Bubble.
Yes.
I see what you're saying, but I feel like Smarties and Double Bubble have the same, like all of those traits they share. They are the least thoughtful candy. They're just there. Like the only picture that I have in my mind of both of these, Double Bubble and Smarties, is in bulk at a cheap candy, like, you know, like in the big bulk candy thing where you're buying it by weight. And it doesn't, at that point, it doesn't even matter which candy you're getting. But if we're saying candy, let me plead my case for Smarties.
Go ahead.
First of all, this episode is worst Halloween candy. Gum is not necessarily candy.
Makes it the worst. That's pretty bad.
I could say that cockroaches are the worst Halloween candy because they're not candy, and that's what makes it the worst.
Cockroaches in bags. That's not a good argument. Everybody gets gum in their bag. Everybody does.
And here's the thing. I guess I think of it because I rarely would get Double Bubble in my bag.
Oh,
and I would constantly get – like my bag would be as much of an Easter basket as grass. That's how much of my Halloween bucket was Smarties. And
I'm sorry you grew up in a terrible neighborhood.
I'm sorry you did too with your Double Bubble. But I'm going to die on the hill of single-use plastic on this one.
I don't think it's – I don't accept that argument.
You don't accept it's smart. All right. Well, let's talk it out.
Okay.
Why do you think the Double Bubble over Smarties?
Because Smarties I enjoy sometimes. I don't think I've ever enjoyed Double Bubble.
Did you just admit this?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, it's a powdered sugar.
I enjoy bubble gum.
Yeah, I do too. I don't enjoy Double Bubble. Like, why give me the worst brand? Throw a pack of bubble yum in there, Hubba Bubba or Bubblicious.
Sure, but
why would you pick the worst, always stale gum and throw it in there? What, because it's shaped like a little barrel? Get out of here. Get out of town.
Look, I'm just saying that Double Bubble, at least it's a different thing. It's easy to get rid of. Smarties are, my hatred of Smarties runs so deep. I'm realizing more and more as I do this. And it's a candy. Like, I feel like those are two pretty darn good trump cards. Like, if we were doing an episode of best gum flavor, we're not going to pick Snickers.
So, okay. From a business perspective, chewing gum falls under the category of sugar confections, as sugar is an important ingredient for gum, both chewing and bubble.
Did you just Google this to get some ammo?
So, from a business perspective, chewing gum is considered a candy.
Yeah, from a business perspective, corporations are considered people. Do you want to really be Mitt Romney of this argument?
No, that's not the point. You're comparing cockroaches to bubble gum being put in a bag. Please don't go down this road, for goodness sakes.
Look. I'm just saying that if we're choosing the worst candy, we're not allowing raisins into the mix. We shouldn't allow bubblegum to be the ultimate winner. I put it on there as a courtesy to its family because I owed them a favor.
There are a lot of people trying to figure – it's interesting to see what people are trying to figure out.
What do you mean trying to figure out? Are you candy. Googling right now?
Whatever.
Whether gum is – we can do a whole episode whether gum is candy. But until that happens,
candy favorites.
Until that happens, ugh. Smarties are the worst Halloween candy.
Yeah, it's fine. They're pretty bad. People of the world, stop throwing loose candies into the bag, first of all. Stop putting gum in there. No raisins, no toothbrushes. Just don't hand out anything. These kids have toothbrushes. What do they need a toothbrush from you for? What, are you the dentist trying to drum up business? Is that your business card going in there? Do you think that kid is going to want to go to the dentist to put a toothbrush in their bag? Maybe the parents want the kid to go there, but it's going to be an argument. You will not have a happy child in that chair. And the raisins, come on. It's not the one time a year, let's be honest. This is one of the many times a year where kids are able to eat candy with wild abandon.
Yeah, the
don't
one
try
time.
And make it healthy. Again, if you don't like doing it, then just don't give out anything. Give out a handshake and a high five. You can give that out.
Man,
words of encouragement.
That's going to get your house egged.
Just scream, you're a person with value, into the bucket. Just do that.
Words of encouragement.
Just do that.
Gah, you're going to get TP'd.
But these loose candies have got to stop. The candy to stick ratio being off has got to stop. And the worst offender of these is the one that you cannot even, when you unwrap it, it becomes a free for all. There's a jailbreak every time you open the wrapper of these darn things. And then you eat them. You're like, well, I guess this is what it'd be like if chalk was a dessert. It's the worst Halloween candy that apparently is very popular in Cracker Barrels. In the Cracker Barrel where Mark grew up, that was what everybody gave him when he went trick-or-treating.
It's also popular in the giant bag.
Yeah. And oh, it's not popular. It just happens to
no,
be
yeah,
there.
It's not popular.
It's the last one.
It's full up in the giant – somehow it makes its way into every giant bulk candy bag that they sell at Costco.
Look, when you're the candy that's further down on the bench than Sweet Tarts, you know that there's a problem. And you are the problem, Smarties. You are the worst Halloween candy. Stay out of our buckets, asked and answered. Oh, and by the way, I want to give a shout out to the person who suggested this topic, who was Matthew Lowe back in 2017.
Thank you, Matthew Facebook Lowe.
Suggested this one.
Yeah.
We finally got around to it. And happy Halloween. If you're listening to this when it comes out, then Halloween is either on Thursday or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Depending on whether you listen on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Please, please don't give out Smarties.
Yes. Have a happy and safe Halloween. Enjoy all the candy you want. You can throw that gum. You know, figure out – maybe you can donate the gum. Is there a place it can be donated? I'm sure somebody wants it. You can donate a lot. I bet you can donate a lot of your candy to charity that you don't want, and somebody will be happy to have it. So think about doing that instead of just throwing it out, even though that feels like, oh, I really want to throw this out. There are good things to do with candy that you don't want or can't eat. You can donate them to, I think some children's hospitals will take them. I know there are other there are services where you can donate candy.
Very cool. I did not know that the children's hospital would take it.
I'm pretty sure. I could be lying. If not, maybe we could start one, all of us.
A children's hospital?
Yeah, why not?
None of us are physicians. Doctor. I'm not.
He can just text the kids and say, you're fine.
Oh, my God.
This topic is closed, but we know you have so many others.
That's right. So please reach out to us on Twitter at WeGotThisTweets. Check out the Maximum Fun subreddit, or
you can email us at WeGotThisPodcast@gmail.com or go to the Facebook group where this very suggestion was born. Facebook.com/groups/WeGotThisPodcast. Thank you to producer Ken Plume, researcher Kate McManus, graphic designer Uri Kelman, and QA engineer Jen Alba.
And thanks, of course, to our musicians, Jonathan Diner, Steen and Mike Furman, for our score and theme song respectively. And thanks to you, our audience, for giving Hal and I a chance to put on costumes and go trick-or-treating in your ears once a week. For Hal Lublin, I'm Mark Gagliardi.
For Mark Gagliardi, I'm Hal Lublin, and don't worry, everybody,
we got this.
We got this.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned,
audience supported.